Good morning and welcome to On the Record. I'm Ashley Sterner. On a sunny, windy April afternoon, I headed to Baltimore's downtown Sailing Center to meet Vonita Goodman.
It's a spicy, exciting day to get out on the water. We have a nice full breeze, probably at about 10 to 15 knots. You know, I used to come down here before I was even sailing, and I would sit down here on the dock and just watch people sail past me and say, yeah, one day I'm going to be out here.
These days, Vonita spends a lot of time on the water, sailing. She is the founder of Dialysis to the Docks.
We take people sailing on the water so that they can heal. I want people to see that, okay, your kidneys might be giving you a challenge, or your, you know, social anxiety, or, you know, you might be going through a health treatment plan, but you're bigger than your diagnosis. You're bigger than even the aches and pains that you may feel, because being out on the water is a great equalizer. My personal story is that I would go from receiving dialysis treatment and then come down to the dock in the inner harbor of Baltimore and just sit and watch after I found out that there were people out here sailing. And so Dialysis to the Docks is a personal title for me.
Vonita was diagnosed with end-stage renal failure in 2016. Before receiving a kidney transplant in 2021, she spent years on dialysis treatment.
So I started out on hemodialysis. That's three times a week, 4 hours a day in a clinic. And when it was told to me that I can do peritoneal dialysis, which is at-home dialysis, and it's through the stomach cavity, then I would spend 12 hours a day on the machine every day, but I could be in my home. Being at home has its pros and cons. You know, I'm a night owl, so I would get on the machine maybe 2 or 3 in the morning, really, and then get off at 2 or 3 in the afternoon, eat something, get myself together, and then make my way to the dock.
How did you get starting with sailing?
I was on a walk in the Inner Harbor. I saw boats. They're called pleasure crafts. Even learning that name, I was like, pleasure crafts? This is great. So these small boats, J-22s, I saw them out on the water, and I said, I wonder what they're doing. They look happy. And I followed them to the other side of the harbor and started coming to classes, or started coming to open houses, because I couldn't afford to join any clubs, any sailing clubs. Came to open houses, and that was it. One lesson or one experience out on the water. I was screaming, I was scared, but I was more afraid of not living my life. That was petrifying to me. So I said, I can do this. If I can do dialysis and go to the treatments and go and be, you know, injections and operations. You know, I had 4 or 5 different operations, you know, prior to even getting out on a boat. So I just felt, you know, I looked at myself more holistically and I said, this is exciting and a bit scary, but it's not more scary than dialysis. It's not more scary than not leaving, not living the life that I wish, even under these circumstances. I can create new circumstances with what I have.
And you can help other people experience that joy.
Yeah, I can help other people experience that joy.
Tell me about getting your kidney transplant.
Oh, man. Let's see, I received a kidney transplant in 2021. Inova Hospital said, you're up on the list. Someone came in, an anonymous donor, and she wanted to offer a kidney to a woman of color, and you were next in line.
So she was an anonymous donor. How did you meet her?
I met her 2 years after she donated her kidney to me.
What was that reunion like?
Oh, man, it was so special. She, you know, I think about her as a sister, an angel, you know, a past life partner, you know, companion, you know. That reunion, we actually just went to the park and went on a hike. And then I had some gear that she recognized, and she said, "Why do you have that gear?" And I said, "Oh, I'm a sailor." And she says, "I've been sailing all my life. I can't believe you're a sailor." Then we really tripped out about that, and that was it. We have been in communication with each other, and she's very generous. We're in touch, and during very special moments and special times, she's an otherworldly character.
Bonita is now the co-chair of the National Kidney Foundation Walk Committee. The idea for Dialysis to the Docks started at one of those walks.
Talking with Kathy, my living donor at the National Kidney Foundation, we wanted to do something special. It was my first kidney walk. It was Kathy's first kidney walk. We were both invited to attend. We went, and before we went, we were like, let's do something, you know, that's just going to blow everyone's minds, because we're both sailors and we were still like really high off of that fact. And so I said, let's take people sailing, and she agreed. And we gave away about 6 sailing trips in the fall of 2023. And in the winter of 2024, we decided to incorporate as an LLC. And we've been in operation ever since. And last season, we were met with just this overwhelming love and response from people, from donating a boat to us to a wonderfully generous man gifted us resources that just made things a lot easier for us to get people out on the boat. And then we're in partnership with the Living Classrooms Foundation, Downtown Sailing Center, of course, the National Kidney Foundation, Mid-Atlantic Nephrology. We're also in partnership with the Baltimore Homecoming and the Aspen Institute Weaver Awards. So we've had tremendous support from our national community, and then most especially from the Baltimore area. And it's ever growing, and we're looking for others as well. And I cannot forget Johns Hopkins University. They've been doing amazing things with their consulting consortium, where they offer these community partnerships with their grad students, as well as Loyola University. They have something very similar. So we've had tremendous support, and we're looking forward to continuing that as well, growing and being of service to community partnerships, and making this something different with innovative kidney care and happiness in Baltimore, increasing happiness in Baltimore.
How many people do you think have been on your sailing adventures?
Oh, I would say we're at the 40-plus mark.
And these are people who are also suffering kidney disease?
Well, we thought that's who was going to come by, but no, they're not only kidney disease patients. They're also caretakers and friends and family, and just people who are interested in learning how to sail and just want to enter into it in a different way. You know, with a more mindful approach, an approach where they know their resources and their energy is going to go towards sustaining a program that is in support of others. We really are just open and available for all peoples who are interested in finding a new way of healing, of reconnecting with their own personal awareness and building trust with themselves and others, and building community.
That's Vonita Goodman, founder of Dialysis to the Docks, an organization that helps kidney patients find joy and freedom on the water. I'm Ashley Sterner. Vonita's diagnosis of end-stage renal failure back in 2016 was a scary one.
I wasn't feeling well. I had flu-like symptoms for months. Then they would go away. Then they would come back. Then I went to the emergency room when I was sleeping one night, and I felt like, well, I actually stopped breathing. I woke up and I was choking.
What was your first thought when you were told you needed to go on dialysis?
I'm not doing it. I was thinking, I'm not doing this. I'm not living my life like this. I'm too young. I'm too strong. I'm too energetic. I'm at the height of my artistic career and expression. I'm at the height of my life. I felt like I, number one, lost my identity because I identified heavily as a dancer. I was just like, I'm not doing this. This is not for me.
What convinced you to do it?
My mother. My mother said, okay, you don't have to do it, but what about your sister, your little sister? And that's when I was like, okay, I'll try for her. And really, I wanted to try for myself. I just didn't think I could do it. I didn't think I could survive the shame and guilt. It was the shame and guilt that really just backed me into a corner. Like, what are people going to think? Sadly, I didn't think of myself first. I thought of what are people going to say. I certainly lost community because I isolated myself. You know, I didn't tell anyone I was on dialysis. I didn't tell anyone except family members, very close family members, and a few friends. So I felt also ashamed and embarrassed deeply. I'm still, you know, dealing with that too. Just being so in touch with my body and then feeling like I could have done something different. I should have done something different. So guilt, shame, and embarrassment.
Although obviously you shouldn't be feeling guilt or shame or embarrassment. None of these are emotions that you have any need to feel, but that doesn't help you from feeling them.
Correct. I agree. I'm still working on it, and that's why I do what I do.
Before diagnosis, you talked about how you were a dancer. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? What did you dance to? What music? What sort of things?
I was a dancer. I specialized in traditional folkloric dance, so anywhere from North African dance, belly dance, Turkish dance, also partner dancing, salsa, bachata. I still do those things now, but they're expressed with a lot less ego. They're expressed with me just moving and feeling, because I know what movement feels like when I'm out on the water. So I just incorporate that into my dance. So it looked like that. It looked like me teaching in Canada, teaching in Jamaica, teaching in Brazil. It looked like me having a life that was glamorous, actually. And now look at me.
You're still very glamorous.
I'm still very glamorous, but in a different way. Catch me off the water. But even when I'm on the water, right, you see I have these colorful things on. I always sail with color. I always incorporate style. And that is what I want my participants to do. You can still be stylish. You can still be sexy, attractive, stylish, outgoing, interesting, all of these things, even though your body, your physical body looks different. That's what it is, Ashley. Thanks for pulling that out of me. It was like I went from a glamorous space to a true space, a truly fulfilling and deep sense of self, where now I know what beauty really is for me.
What's a typical day on the water like?
People will usually come down in the morning. We usually offer like a morning sail and we're done by the afternoon. And I read the energy, or I get a vibe based on, you know, how they're feeling. I've had participants come straight from the clinic, as in just receiving hemodialysis treatment, which is very taxing on the body, and then just want to go sailing. So I read that, they communicate that with me. I know that's something very special about our program, is that I have had that experience where I can read, or they can tell me without shame or guilt. I want to remove that from the equation. Limitations, shame, guilt, misunderstandings. So I make sure to slow myself down and see, you know, how are you feeling today? How's it going? You ready? And if there's like a little grumble, which I've had many, you know, then I know, okay, get on board, you know, just say stepping on, have a seat. And then we work all the lines and we set up. But then there are some who have received kidney transplants, or who have a different mode of dialysis treatment, or who are just feeling energetic that day and they want to learn. So I've had a young lady, 14 years old, and she immediately learned through the guidance of a skipper friend of mine to tie a cow hitch in a matter of minutes. So she tied the cow hitch at the bow, which is the front of the boat, and she made her way to the cockpit, which is the center where we do, you know, we operate the boat. So I just kind of gauge where they're at.
What's your destination? Do you have like a route that you go, that you take people on?
Sure. When we're leaving out of the Inner Harbor, we pretty much don't go too deep into the Inner Harbor area, because that's where there's a lot of traffic and commercial traffic. We go down to the Inner Harbor, maybe around the aquarium area, and then we go as far out as the Key Bridge. You can see, you know, what's left of it, and just really put yourself at that place and time, which most people have done. They want to see it. Most people have not seen it, so we can cruise right up to it in our small boat, you know. And oh, there's fish and there's jellyfish, and I've seen bioluminescent jellyfish and jellyfish that don't sting, and different kinds of birds. We've even had a dolphin in the Inner Harbor. We have lots of dolphins in the Chesapeake. And then we can go into Fells Point, into those cool areas where people are usually sitting out on the dock. And, you know, watch people watching us. It's fun.
How does it feel to be out on the water?
Limitless. Powerful. I walk different. I talk different. Just yesterday, I went aloft. I didn't know what that meant. I was out training, out in the Severn River in Annapolis. And I went to the top of the mast, you know, of a 44-foot boat, so even higher than this. And people took pictures of me, my crew took pictures of me, I took pictures of them. I didn't know I was going to be able to do that, but I thought about my participants. I thought about myself. I thought about my transplant. I thought about all of the things that I've been able to bring into being, you know, with the help of Mother Nature and ultimately with the help of the Creator. So I said, I'm limitless. This is the way my life is meant to look at this moment. And it's serving so many people. It's so much bigger than myself. I have no worries.
Vanita Goodman, thank you so much for telling us about this.
Thank you so much, Ashley, for inviting me to share my story and to get you out on the water.
It's so nice to be here. You'll find more about Dialysis to the Docks at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. You can subscribe to their newsletter, find out when their sailing trips happen, and sign up to join one. Dialysis to the Docks is also accepting gifts and actively looking for community collaborators. Short break now on the record. When we're back, we'll head back to the water for a stoop story. I'm Ashley Sterner. Stay with us.